All right, fighters, today on the Friday Rapid Fire episode of the Contractor Fight, I have the privilege of shooting the shit with Travis. He's a deck building and patio covers contractor. He's just over 2 years in business. In 2019, his revenue was about $293,000. And this year, 2020, here in July, he's already at $405,000. He runs the business with his wife, which is a pretty common thing, I know. And they both work in the business together. They have two full-time employees. And he is a total FW. And so, Travis, I wanted to welcome you to the show, man. How you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. I've been looking forward to talking with you. I mean, you go from 293 to 405 in half a year. That's pretty damn good, man. So I'm like, shit, we got to get him on there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's appreciate it.
Well, cool, man. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. And I'm going to ask you the question, first question here. I'm going to start our 9-minute clock. After each question, whenever you're done, I'll just let you know how much time we have and kind of keep you up to date on that. And I totally know that, somebody out there listening to this is going to get some really good value and they're going to resonate with a little bit of what you got going on, buddy.
Wow. Okay.
All right, here we go. So, Travis, what's the biggest challenge you were facing in your business that you needed to address when you came into the fight?
I would say the biggest challenge that we faced early on was money, or the lack of money. We needed to make more money. We weren't really making a lot of profit. You said 293, that was revenue. I mean, we made 75 in wages together, but zero profit for our business. And I listened to your show and you're talking about how to get more profit and how to sell jobs. And it just resonated with me. So I got in there and joined in.
Yeah, that's pretty common, man. I remember my first, one of my first couple of years in business had a ton of top line and nothing left at the end. So, definitely a shitty situation to be in. Number two here, what's your motivation to get better? I mean, why do you even bother?
I'd say that my biggest motivation is to have that financial security. I want to be able to have money to do the things that I want to do and to pay for the things that come up. You know, whatever it is stroke the check, like you always say in some of the podcasts, is I want to be able to stroke the check whenever I need to or whenever I want to. That's kind of one of my biggest motivations. Another motivation is building the business has become rewarding. And I really like building things, but I find that building the business has become a new challenge that excites me and keeps me going. So I want to learn how to do it well. So I kind of joined in with the Contractor Fight here, and you guys help people like me create a business that does well. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Kind of becomes your baby, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You want to help your baby grow up strong. So third question for you, what one mindset or strategy have you implemented that has made the biggest positive change in your business?
That seems pretty easy, is the phone consultations. You guys teach in the bridge to do the phone consultations to pre-qualify the clients over the phone. That's saved us so much time and has allowed us to focus on the prospects who are a good fit and who are willing to pay our prices for what we do. But pre-qualifying, I was a carpenter before, so I really had to change and hone in my skills and change my mindset of how I talk to others. Because before I didn't have to communicate very well. Now I have to communicate a lot better. And I've learned rapidly in the bridge how to do that. And I'm just starting that process, that growth. So I really enjoyed that. And I've learned so much from being in that group as far as just how to communicate to others. Mm-hmm. And over the phone even. So, and then you can take that communication in person and when you get there and sell the projects or whatever. But I would say phone consultation and the communication that I've learned from being in the bridge has helped me the most.
Good stuff, man. What's the number one thing you're attacking currently to make your business better?
So yeah, right now we're trying to focus on our client experience and communicating with our clients. So it's not enough that now that we sell a deck at a higher price, we need to focus on how the client is affected by our process and our presence at their house. It's not enough to just listen and sell the deck. We have to be continue our communication throughout the process after the sale, you know, whether that's planning, the blueprints, the subcontractors, or just the actual building. It's important for me to follow up our sale with a genuine, respectful, and caring experience. And that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I have a long way to go. I can build the decks just fine. So now I'm trying to focus on how to make the process that the client experiences something that is enjoyable and rewarding for them as well.
Yeah, I love that, man. I've shared here before that was the big differentiator for us through the years, was how we made people feel. And that was always way important, more important than the actual work that we did. So that's awesome to hear that you're doing that. Number five, how's your business improved since you've been implementing what you're learning in the fight?
Well, I mean, right away, we're making a lot. I mean, last year we were at 293, this year we're at 400. We're just making more money. That's the biggest one, you know. The fact is we do less projects, we do bigger projects, and that's been helpful to me. So I feel like that's partly improving. We actually have employees now, and just we're growing, and I think we're growing at a decent rate. So not too fast, not too slow, but the biggest improvement is that we're learning we're getting more money from our sales process and just what's going on there. I can't see anything better than that. We've got twice the revenue in half the time, or half the revenue in twice the time, or however that goes.
It's all good, man. I get it. Yeah, I know you said you made 293 and didn't have anything left, and this year you're at 405, and apparently you got some left.
Yeah, we have some money in the bank too, and we also done some improvements to our office and our business as far as where we work out of in the home here, where we have our home office, and things like that. It's just been really helpful and enjoyable to, you know, invest in ourselves too.
That's good shit, man. I'm happy to hear that. Well, listen, we got one more question. What do you tell the contractor who might be listening to this, who might be depressed about the current state of where he is in his life or business? Maybe he doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. He's stressed beyond belief, maybe uncertain of where to go, what's happening. What do you tell that person, man?
That's going to be hard for me. I'm not a very inspirational kind of person, but I can tell you what helped me was when I found your podcast in particular and joined the Contractor Fight Group on Facebook. And then I joined the Bridge, and you know, I kind of lurked for 6 to 8 months before I really engaged. But being in there helped me feel not alone. Like other people have these problems, and then other people are trying to work on them. And then being around other people that are trying to improve, it's going to rub off on you, and you're going to either start to improve or you're going to, you know, give up. But I didn't give up, and I actually started engaging in the Bridge right before the end of the year last year. I got my green belt in there, and my wife was kind of like, you have to do that, or why are we in that group? So, but that got the ball rolling. So I had the green, and I kept going and working on up. But I feel that if you're depressed, you really got to engage with other people who are trying to do the same thing and who are actually starting to succeed, or who are succeeding, because they want to help you out, and flattery gets you places too. So They'll be glad to help you out if you reach out to them.
I love that, man. You know, community is one of those things that I think often people underestimate the value of, is just getting around the right group of people that are on the same journey as you. Everybody might be at a little different place, but you can definitely go a lot farther when you're around the right people, man. Well, dude, we got 58 seconds left on the clock. Is there anything else that I should have asked you, or anything else that you want to leave with people before we cut out of here today?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just really appreciate that you even have this group. It's not just about business either. It's about communication overall. And so I'm going to say that it's improved my communication with my wife, my kids, my family, as well as my business and stuff. So it's just a shift in mindset to where it's not just about me, you got to listen and learn. That's been really helpful and life-changing, and I am excited that I'm in the group, and I'm continuing to be in the group. So I would recommend joining the group.
Well, dude, I appreciate you being part of the fight and everything that we got going on here. And I know you've worked hard. I get inspired when I see transformations like you guys have had, not just, you know, the top line revenue and stuff, but the fact that you're actually making money, the fact that other areas of your life have gotten better. And I just want to thank you for trusting my team and I, man, with where you're going in your future, man. It means a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right, fighters, time to roll out of here. If you resonated with anything at all that Travis was talking about and you want to dig in a little deeper, there's a few different places that you can go. Right out of the gate, you can go to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and join the free group there and get around some like-minded people. If you want to go move a little faster and grow in your business, there's a couple other options. You go to thecontractorsalesacademy.com/talk. And that's the Sales Academy, that the bridge program that Travis was talking about. And you can get on the phone with somebody on our team and learn a little bit about the sales process, dig into your sales process a little, see where you might have some gaps, and see if it might make sense for you to jump in and up your sales game. And then finally, you can also go to thecontractorfight.com/100K and get on our wait list for the next time we open up the 100K contractor program. Travis, you rock, man. I appreciate you being here. Everybody listening, have an awesome day. You rock. I got to roll. We'll see you guys.